This is GBH's Morning Edition. Local elections across Massachusetts are less than 2 weeks away. Positions like mayor and city council are on the ballot, but as GBH's Sam Turkin reports, in some cities, like Worcester, those kind of races just don't draw many people to the polls.
It doesn't take much to see the problem with voter turnout in local elections. When I go around Worcester to different neighborhoods asking people,
"Do you plan on voting in the city election this year?"
It's often the same answer.
No.
I think it's too much.
There's no point of voting.
That's Seth Manu, Phoenix Vasquez, and Edwin Suarez. Vasquez says she doesn't know about politics. Manu and Suarez, they're like, vote in a local election? Why waste my time?
No matter what we vote for, our life is still going to be the same. Nothing changes. Why should I vote for somebody when I know that person ain't gonna do nothing for me?
Now, this reluctance, or even aversion, data backs it up. Over the last 15 years, the share of registered voters in Worcester who turned out for local elections, it's never topped more than 22%. And, you know, it's not just Worcester. Springfield, New Bedford, Chelsea, similar problem.
It's unfortunate for our democratic process, but not unusual.
Kostas Panagopoulos is a political science professor at Northeastern.
You should know that I myself was a candidate for public office in Lowell, Massachusetts. We struggled with mobilizing communities to show up to vote.
Panagopoulos says people's income and education level are primary factors that affect whether they vote. Someone working multiple jobs, for example, they're less likely to have time to fill out a ballot and more likely to think politicians don't care about them.
And oftentimes in many of these cities you're talking about, the populations there are simply lower socioeconomic levels.
A lot of people in places like Worcester and Lowell are also originally from other countries, so there may be language barriers. Another factor, Panagopoulos says places where turnout does tend to be higher, Boston, Cambridge, there's more news coverage. And political organizations spend a lot more time trying to convince people their vote's important.
That is the nature of higher profile elections in larger cities and in high profile races like congressional elections and presidential elections.
Now, why is this all a big deal, other than the fact that, like, voting is a civic duty? Well, Ann Lisi with the Nonpartisan League of Women Voters in Worcester says when only a small percentage of mostly wealthier people vote, they have more influence over who wins.
The silent folk who did not vote may have chosen somebody else. And the counselor could say, "I don't need to represent them." To me, that would be an unethical choice.
In Worcester, officials say they're trying to boost turnout by hosting voter registration events. Some nonprofits also try to remind people, hey, there's an election this year.
Doesn't look like anybody's here.
Sadia Mansour is with the nonprofit Worcester Interfaith. Over the last few months, her team has knocked on more than 9,000 doors in neighborhoods with historically low turnout. She says most people either don't answer or don't want to talk.
If they say, "I'm cooking," that means they really want you to just take off now.
You can't interrupt their cooking.
Yeah.
Still, every now and then, Mansour finds people like Princess Morales.
"I want to make a change."
From her front porch in the Main South area, Morales tells Mansour she's never voted in a city election before, but she will this time.
"I don't even know we count, like we matter. We can change a lot of things, like, especially for kids. There's really nothing here for the youth."
Mansour says she'll come back another day with a voter registration form Morales can fill out. Then it's on to the next home. Mansour has 30 more doors to knock on this afternoon. In Worcester, I'm Sam Turkin, GBH News.
This story was reported in collaboration with the Worcester Guardian. It was edited by Lisa Wardle. This is GBH.